I am scrubbing our stingray touch tank. So we will have stingrays in here that you'll be able to touch. And so we're just scrubbing right now to get it ready for grand opening.
That's Brittany, one of the aquarium skilled staff members wearing a wetsuit and working in one of the pools of the new Caribbean Journey. There's still a lot of work to be done before Saturday's much-anticipated grand opening. And you know, for those of us who live on the Gulf Coast, the sea is our life. There's so much to love and to learn about it. In that regard, the Texas State Aquarium's Caribbean Journey really puts us on the map. Yesterday, we introduced you to the new 71,000-square-foot space, as best we can do on radio, with its walk through the jungle, tidal pools, animals, coral reef, and, of course, the huge shark exhibit. It's a visit to a part of the world most of us will never see, the pristine Sion Con biosphere on the east coast of the Yucatan Peninsula. And with Caribbean Journey comes a further enhancement of the aquarium's strong commitment to education, including a large new classroom that will help educators continue their focus on what is known as the Big Four, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and a 100-seat 4D theater, which is featuring a brand new film. And it's 4D, which, as aquarium director Tom Schmidt explains, has some extras thrown in.
Dimension Theater, made possible by our great friends at Whataburger, and it can seat about 100 people. This is the only 4D theater south of San Antonio in the state of Texas. So we'll have 3D digital technology as well as a fourth dimension, which could be snow falling on your head or water spraying in your face or wind blowing through your hair or something prodding your feet or your back or something like that. So it's a very immersive, multi-sensory experience. We'll be showcasing a new film by the BBC called Sharks. We'll be the world premiere location for that new film, and that'll be running throughout the day.
As you can well imagine, the care and feeding of hundreds of land and aquatic animals is a huge undertaking. Much of it is overseen by the aquarium's Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer, Jesse Gilbert.
This is a complex building. This is a lot of species and kind of a very unique ecosystem. And so the animal care professionals right now are working on making sure all the animals are getting their nutritional requirements while everybody gets to eat. So the sharks are getting their diet. The smaller fish are getting what they need. The birds, so a lot of the birds in the space have different dietary needs. So we've been working with nutritionists, with some of our colleagues of other zoos and aquariums to make sure that the diets are appropriate and that the animals are exhibiting really good behavior eating. So they're naturally doing that. They're naturally drinking. Drinking water. So it's been complex. So far it's been successful. We continue to add species, so every time we add a species, the complexity increases a little bit, but so far everything's going really well.
For animals that become ill and need medical attention, there's a modern, fully equipped hospital, complete with operating suite. Tom Schmidt.
And most of the aquatic animals obviously need to stay in seawater, and so we can treat a lot of those in the systems that they're in. For example, if we have a parasite problem, we can introduce parasite medication into the water, which gets rid of the parasite. So most of those treatments we actually try to do in the aquarium or in the habitat, whereas a bird or a mammal, we'd actually bring them into the hospital. Now, we will have setups where we could take small fish in smaller aquariums in here to do surgery if we had to, but typically we'd like to do the treatments in the systems.
So this hospital then is mostly for the land animals?
For the reptiles, the birds, and the mammals, that's right.
The Caribbean Journey includes a new coral reef exhibit, which is currently made from synthetic coral. Tom Schmidt says that live organisms will be cultured in the aquarium's laboratory and eventually introduced to the reef, providing visitors with a rare opportunity to see a coral reef actually growing over many, many years. Many of the aquarium's Gulf of Mexico exhibits have been improved to go along with the expansion. Christy, herself a certified scuba diver, is one of the exhibit hosts.
You can learn so much about how we can take care of things and how recycling and taking care and picking up and cleaning up and doing all these things is really going to help all of the wildlife. So that's, you know, the whole thing with the aquarium, the message, I guess, that we want to send out. So when the new part opens, enjoy it, but don't forget about the part that's been here because the stories are just awesome.
It's a wondrous sight. As you walk into the lobby, take the escalator to the right, and begin your journey through Yucatan's Sayon Khan Biosphere, a Caribbean journey. Stuart Jacoby, KEDT Radio News.